Welcome to the Michigan Minds podcast, where we explore the wealth of knowledge from faculty experts and leaders at the University of Michigan. I'm Greta Guest, State Communications Manager for the Michigan News Office. Last January, President Santa J. Ono set the university on a path to imagine what aspirations the University of Michigan could achieve in the next 10 years. UM's Vision 2034 is the outcome of the year-long strategic visioning process that engaged more than 25,000 students, faculty, staff, alumni, donors, and local community members. UM's vision, to be the defining public university of our time, boldly exemplified by our innovation and service to the common good, outlines four areas where the university will make dramatic and focused impact: life-changing education, human health and well-being, democracy, civic, and global engagement, climate action, sustainability, and environmental justice. President Santa J. Ono is here to talk with us about democracy, civic, and global engagement. Welcome to the Michigan Minds podcast, Santa.
Thank you so much.
Creating the strategic vision, I know, was a real top priority for you early on in your presidency. Why is it important for the community as a whole to look 10 years into the future?
Well, you know, the University of Michigan is an extraordinary university. I think there are over 110 programs that are in the top 10 in the United States. And so disciplinary strength is broad and deep. But I think that with that comes a responsibility as a university to harness that expertise to really elevate not only the campus, but the city of Ann Arbor and Detroit, the state of Michigan, the U.S., and the world. We are one of the largest and most research-intensive universities with an extraordinary number of thought leaders. And with that comes the opportunity, and as I said, a responsibility to harness that to solve some of the issues that are confronting civilization. And so if you think about our strategic vision, which I'm very excited about, which is, as you say, 10 years long, it comes from a question that we asked people, those 25,000 people: what would you like the university to be known for 10 years hence? And I think it's important because the university is going to be great regardless. But if it has a strategy and it has a direction, then there's a much greater chance that we can be the best university we can be in solving some of those existential problems and challenges that we face as a civilization. And as I said, I think we have a responsibility to do so.
One of those impact areas that we're going to just discuss today is the democracy, civic, and global engagement. And why is this a key priority for the university community?
If you just turn on the television every day and look at what's happening locally, what's happening nationally, and what's happening globally, you can see that democracy is under threat. Democracy is under threat in this nation. The well-being of our planet is at risk because of geopolitical tensions. And so I think that a university that has a great law school, who has the Ford School, that has a wealth of information about mistakes that we have made as humankind in the past, in our departments of history, and studying what's happened, the mistakes that we've made as humankind in the past, through all 19 schools and all three campuses, that we have an opportunity to not only form future leaders who during this 10-year period will develop and populate government locally, nationally, and globally, we also have an opportunity to model proper governance and government. And through education, do what we can to reach into K-12 schools so that we have a chance to move the needle to safeguard democracy that we take for granted too often. That's really, really important for this nation's future, but also for global stability.
So when we think about democracy and civic engagement, a key component of this is the freedom of expression. And in the United States, this ideal is among the most treasured. At the same time, we've seen instances on our campus and on other campuses across the country where speech around controversial issues has led to tension and conflict. How do you find a balance?
You know, I think that freedom of speech is something which is a legal responsibility for public universities and something that we take very seriously. We also think that academic freedom is a cornerstone of every great university. I think one of the things which is a lost art is that of debate, of being able to have civil discourse across differences. And the University of Michigan should lead in that space. And it's for that reason that the regents of the university unanimously supported a statement on the importance of diversity of thought, but also freedom of expression. And that is something that's defined the University of Michigan for over 200 years, a place where people can argue, where students, faculty, and staff can actually challenge status quo, where activism has been supported over the history of the institution, but it has to be civil. The ultimate goal of these conversations is to help us form our identities and our beliefs by listening to people who have different ideas and views. And I truly believe that art is under threat. There have been increasing instances where there's sort of a cancel culture where people don't want to hear an opposing point of view. They can't be in the same room and have a civil discussion about why they agree to disagree. And that's something that we have to support. That's something that we have to recreate, not only on this university campus, but also in the school systems and also in civilization and society in general. And so it's for that reason that I'm so happy that the 25,000 people found this as a key pillar to what should be in our strategic vision. And it's important because what we hope to do is to use the strategic vision as a lens as we allocate resources to support the achievement of those priorities. And with things such as the recruitment of new faculty and students that and programming that will encourage this kind of civil discourse that is essential to the future democracy of this nation.
You've talked a lot about our commitment to Detroit and how important the city is to our future. The university is, of course, building the $250 million Center for Innovation. It has a host of community engagement work ongoing in the city. Tell us about how you see the future of that relationship with the city.
Well, we owe a great deal, a debt of gratitude to the city of Detroit. Well, first of all, as you know, over 207 years ago now, the University of Michigan was founded in Detroit. And we enjoy at the University of Michigan resources, both in terms of our campus and our human resources, and also our financial resources, a great deal to Michigan and to the city of Detroit. We are what we are because of many decades of strength as an economic center. And as you know, Detroit is on the rebound, a renaissance. And because we have benefited from those decades of investment in our university by the city, by the state, and the nation, it's our turn to give back. And to give back in a variety of ways, one through education, not only undergraduate and graduate students and professional students, but also by giving back to the public education system of the city of Detroit. It's for that reason that the University of Michigan Center for Innovation is right across the street from Cass Technical School, a great school within the center of Detroit that sends many students to the University of Michigan, all three campuses. We want more of them to come to the University of Michigan. And so if we're there right next to them, that will automatically amplify the connectivity with that school. The University of Michigan Center for Innovation is many things. One is it will actually provide a variety of graduate programs that don't exist in Detroit. And we want to bring those programs and our faculty and our students and the energy that results from that into Detroit. But we also want the building to be a place where innovation is encouraged, where companies will come and interact with our students and our faculty and high school students from the area. They will collide in this space and really encourage. I view it as a spark plug. This is Detroit, and mobility and automobiles are important. I view UMCI as an economic spark plug for innovation and talent attraction and creation of jobs that will result from the very presence of this exciting new innovation center in Detroit.
The University of Michigan has a long tradition of welcoming students and faculty from around the world. How will the university continue to foster a strong international presence here on our campus and engage more globally?
Well, one of the things that you'll find in our strategic vision has to do exactly what you've asked. And if you look at the remarkable history of the University of Michigan, we were one of the early research universities in the U.S. to welcome people from all lands, from across the continent, but also from around the world. I have the opportunity and privilege of traveling around the world on a regular basis. And everywhere I go, you can see the Block M. You can meet faculty members at universities around the world who receive their degrees at the University of Michigan. You can see current University of Michigan students studying abroad around the world. carrying the Block M, but also benefiting from the local education provided in different nations and locales. It's incredibly important because when you bring thought leaders and developing thought leaders together on one campus or send yours out to other campuses around the world, you're building bridges at a time where we need bridges more than ever before. And in addition to the importance of those kinds of linkages in bringing nations together, and as a result, being a foundation for peace and stability in a moment of geopolitical tension, I also think that having this international component benefits not only those on our campus, but in our state and city as well. If you look at the great economic centers around the world, most of them are global centers where talent from all over the world comes together, attracted to an environment where they feel welcome. And universities are powerful levers, if you will, on creating an international and cosmopolitan environment, which will attract talented people from all over the world. And we need that in Detroit. We need that in Michigan.
Lastly, I wondered if you could give kind of a sense to the, you know, community, the Ann Arbor community and the university community, how they can help to make sure that this vision is realized in 10 years.
I often think about what we can give back to Ann Arbor and what we can give back to the state of Michigan. I think that, you know, whether you're a citizen or whether you're a government official in the city of Ann Arbor, or Detroit, or in Lansing in Michigan, I think one of the ways they can really help is to hold us accountable. It's one thing for us to get together, 25,000 of us, and say, this is what we want to do. This is our roadmap to giving back to the state of Michigan, to giving back to Ann Arbor and Detroit. It's one thing to say that you want to do that, but we really have a responsibility to deliver. We're funded by the state of Michigan. Several hundred million dollars of funding comes from the state of Michigan. So it's appropriate for them to say on an annual basis, are you delivering? Are you really having a positive impact on public education? Are you really having an impact on lifting the economy of the state? Are you really directly creating jobs for Michiganders? And so to answer your question, whether you're in Ann Arbor, Detroit, or in Lansing, engaging with the university, being part of the vision, because we want to impact the greater community. And like I said, holding us accountable for what we say we want to do and who we want to become.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Michigan Minds, produced by Michigan News, a division of the Office of the Vice President for Communications.